Hi, I'm here today with Humberto talking about a time in Barcelona when I stopped somebody from being pickpocketed. So, being from Europe, I assume that you know pickpocketing is a pretty big problem in most of the big cities, right?
Oh yeah, the phenomenon is huge. Like, especially in Rome and Venice in Italy. Mm-hmm. But I also remember when I studied in Barcelona and at the orientation they told us about pickpocketing.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason that I wanted to share this story today is because everyone who decided to study abroad in Barcelona was frequently reminded just to be aware of pickpockets in the city. Not only did our ELON orientation groups tell us this, but our parents were constantly reminding us, as well as even our professors in Barcelona once we arrived. My teachers told us from the beginning that if we were ever pickpocketed, not to chase after them, just in case it turned violent. And I remember trying to trick the pickpockets by keeping the front pocket of my backpack unlocked. I used to have like a little zipper lock that I would put on the big pocket of my backpack so they couldn't get in and take my wallet or my computer or anything. But the front pocket was just filled with pencils. So I remember coming home at the end of the day and finding that my front pocket was unzipped, but it was just funny because the joke was on them. The only thing that I had in my pockets were pencils.
Well done, yeah. They deserved it, I think.
And another thing that I remember my professor telling us was that sometimes people would see others being pickpocketed and not really do anything to stop it. That kind of made me mad because they're just as bad as the pickpockets if they don't do anything to stop it or to help the person. So I told myself pretty early on that if I ever saw that happen, I would try my best to step in and prevent it without putting myself or anyone else in any danger.
Oh, did you ever see that happen?
Yeah, actually, I did a few times. The first time that I actually saw it was in one of our first nights there in Barcelona. There was a pretty big group of us sitting outside at some big table at a restaurant. Clearly, we looked like tourists. It was pretty early on, so we didn't really know how to act yet. But a few young boys approached us, and they held up signs right in front of our faces and right over the table that in Spanish read, basically, "Please give me some food. I'm hungry and I'm homeless." So that was a distraction. They were distracting us, and after a few seconds, the server from the restaurant came out and shooed them away, and they scurried off pretty quickly, didn't make a scene or anything. But it was almost a minute later when one of my friends realized that her phone had been stolen off the table. I guess that the young boy had put the sign right over her phone on the table and swiped it right underneath it, so she didn't even notice.
What? I can't believe they ruined your dinner like that. I didn't know they were like that dedicated.
I know.
How did you react to that? I would have been so mad.
I know. The server warned us not to chase after them just in case they were to turn violent. So literally all we could do was track her phone on the Find My iPhone app as it slowly moved farther and farther away from us. The main story, though, that I want to share, it happened a lot later on in my experience. I finally had the chance to stand up to a pickpocket. So it was in the first week of November. My parents were there visiting me, and we were spending the day just walking around the city, just me kind of showing them my favorite spots and stuff like that. And we were on the metro about to approach the Barceloneta stop, which is down right by the beach. It's a super touristy spot. The metro is always pretty crowded. And I had been occupied by my phone talking to my parents, and I hadn't really noticed that there was a couple standing directly in front of me in the crowded car. They were clearly tourists. The man had his backpack. He was wearing his backpack on the front of him. He was holding a camera, and you could clearly see the lump in his front pocket where he was keeping his wallet, which is what we were told is a safer option for the guys than to keep it in their back pocket. So there was some guy standing next to them, a much younger guy, and at first I kind of assumed it was their son or something like that, maybe a friend. He was standing pretty close to the man as if he knew him, so that's why I kind of assumed that. So I didn't think anything of it, and then my eyes caught a glimpse of the younger guy's fingers, and they were frantically wiggling down near his waist, which also meant down near the tourist's waist. And it kind of took me a few seconds to process what was happening, but I realized the metro was about to stop and the crowded car would empty out a bit. And I realized that this guy was taking a perfect opportunity to seamlessly pull the wallet out of this guy's pants pocket and pickpocket him.
Oh, God. I always wanted to see one, actually.
So the whole time my brain was processing this, I was still staring at his fingers like I couldn't believe it, and I wasn't sure. I finally looked up and met eyes with the guy, and we must have made eye contact for probably like 10, 15 seconds, but it felt like hours. I wasn't going to break away, and he knew he'd been caught and that I was onto him. So he finally looked away and shoved his hands into his own pockets. But I kept staring at him, just letting him know that I'm watching him, I'm not letting you do this. So the metro finally came to a stop, and he slowly walked out of the car. He was glaring at me the entire time. And even after he had left the car, I could see him glaring at me through the windows as he moved like down farther onto the platform. My mom actually noticed and was so confused why a random man was giving me, as she put it, the death glare. And I told her that I had just stopped him from pickpocketing someone. I remember being terrified that this guy was going to follow me and my parents to the stop we got off at and try to get revenge or something. But I never saw him again. I never spoke to the tourist who was about to be pickpocketed, but I felt a sense of accomplishment that day. I noticed something that I probably wouldn't have noticed in my first few weeks abroad. And unlike other people who pretend they don't see it or don't really do anything to stop it, I took a stand and I saved the tourist and his wife from having their day ruined.
Good job.